Wonderful to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking after this conversation on early sports retirements about a new poll that looks at young Americans' values and some fairly significant differences between answers to the surveys given this time around than that given to previous generations. But first, we talk about the surprising retirement this past weekend. 29-year-old quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck. He announced his surprise decision to retire following a 27-17 preseason loss to the Chicago Bears. Here's what he had to say Saturday night, calling it the hardest choice he's had to make.
For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, and it's been unceasing and unrelenting, both in season, and off season, and I've felt stuck in it, and the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away.
He's not the only one to retire at a comparatively young age. Former New England Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement after last season. And this morning, he had a news conference for a CBD oil company that he's partnering with.
I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. And I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life. Like, the joy. I'm sorry right now, but, oh, dang, I really was. And I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for. And I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself.
You hear the emotions, Gronkowski talking about his need to step away from the game. Katie Baker, staff writer for The Ringer, an online publication, part of the SB Nation network, and she writes on sports and pop culture, has written about Andrew Luck's surprising retirement. Katie, good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Not the first one to do this, of course. I remember, you know, Jim Brown many years ago retiring at the, you know, as the top running back in the sport for the Cleveland Browns. You also had Ken Dryden in hockey, by far the best goalie in the game. I don't remember, he's 30 or something like that, deciding he's going to quit to go to law school and become an attorney. So we have seen this before, but it never ceases to be shocking.
Yeah, you know, and in addition to the people you named, and, you know, there's I still remember the Barry Sanders retirement being such a surprise because he was, you know, truly in his prime at the time. But yeah, the news on a Saturday night that Andrew Luck wouldn't, you know, be playing football anymore, I thought was a prank at first, almost, because it just seemed so improbable.
Well, and are the reasons kind of all over the place? I think back to Dryden, and I don't recall that he had a history with injuries. Or he just, he's a very intellectual guy. Seemed like he got bored playing hockey. He wanted to do something more intellectually fulfilling.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hear a familiar refrain from, you know, what both Gronkowski and Andrew Luck said in the clips that you played, which was, sometimes you just lose that love for the game. And when you think about all that goes into being a professional athlete, you know, it's one thing to have the ball in your hands during a game. That's the easy part. The hard part is all the things you have to do to get you to that point. And for some athletes, you know, you hear about baseball players who have to get to the ballpark at, you know, 8 a.m. and they spend more time in the ice baths than they do actually up at bat. So when that kind of ratio starts to shift where you're no longer enjoying the actual playing of the sport that ostensibly got you to this point, I think more and more people are starting to have to make these decisions.
Love to hear from listeners. I know we have a lot of professional athletes listening to Air Talk. If you were a professional athlete, maybe still a professional athlete, your thoughts about these early retirements, and do you understand where these athletes are coming from? Or maybe you're someone who was a professional athlete and your career was cut short because of injuries or things, and you wished you would have had more time, so maybe it's hard for you to understand why a Luck or Gronkowski or Sanders would step away from the game. 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Also with me, the host of Take Two, and a man very close to professional sports, his years with the Lakers and Dodgers doing the radio broadcasts, A. Martinez. A., good morning.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. This a shock for you, given, you know, all the professional athletes you've been around?
No, here's the thing. There's two parts to this. It was a shock in that he said it out loud finally, but anyone that's followed Andrew Luck's career has seen and heard all of the different times that his body has betrayed him, and he's been injured, and you can tell that he has been in pain for a long, long time. So that he said it when he said it, which is just a couple of weeks before the football season started, I think that was the biggest shock. A lot of people maybe drafted him on their fantasy football teams and are very upset. Colts fans are also upset because the Colts look like a decent team this year, but we're in this time of hyper awareness of the ravages that football puts on a body. And I think now that a quarterback has done it, an elite quarterback, a famous name like Andrew Luck, that shines a light on it even further. And you got to think too, Andrew Luck is 29 years old. He's been playing football arguably for 20 years since he was 8-9 years old. So it's not just from when we saw him or he entered our consciousness. This has been a long time coming for Andrew Luck, probably longer than anyone realizes.
Well, and then, of course, we have on the flip side of it, you know, Tom Brady, who looks like he's going to play till he's 70 or something. So it's funny that you have, you know, these two highest level quarterbacks taking opposite approaches, because Brady clearly doesn't want to go and he's still playing great.
He might play another 2-3 years. Can you imagine him 45 years old playing NFL quarterback at his level? That would be amazing.
866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. James in Covina, welcome.
Yeah, I played high school football and I played somewhat college football, but in small colleges, nothing professional or anything. I stopped when I was 22, and I was telling your screener, I can't imagine anybody doing this past 30. It's extremely physically demanding, and you spend more time preparing than enjoying. And really, the joy of it is the playing. So I commend him. He made a lot of money. He gave it his best. He gave a decent career. But really, 29, it's not young in professional football. Like I said, I stopped at 22, and I can't imagine doing this at 34 where I am right now. So I commend him. I commend the others who retire at this age. It's not easy, and I can't imagine.
Yeah. James, even as much as someone may love the sport, professional baseball players are a great example because they don't necessarily have the wear and tear on their body that NFL or NBA players have. Nonetheless, it is all-encompassing, and they go, you know, just the formal part from when, you know, pitchers and catchers report all the way through the World Series. They have very little downtime. They play almost every day. How do players cope with that grind?
Well, that's the thing. It eventually wears you down. You remember Darren Dreyfuss?
He
was a pitcher for the Dodgers. Started right around the time where I started a long, long time ago with the
Dodgers. First-round draft pick,
wasn't he? First-round draft pick. Alex Rodriguez was the first pick in the draft. The Dodgers picked second. They had to take Darren Dreyfuss. But I would watch him because he had a lot of injuries, a lot of knee injuries, a lot of arm injuries. He would rehab. He would do everything that was required of him to get ready to play. And every time it seemed like his body would break down. And I would watch him because I'd interview him close up. I'd have my microphone right in his face and he'd be talking to reporters. And you could tell that he was close to breaking down into tears. Not because he was making money. He was rich. He probably still is rich. But that's not the point. The point is he's doing everything required to get him to where he's supposed to be. And his body won't allow it. And finally, every athlete goes through this where they just their body and mind don't interact anymore. Sandy Koufax, another example.
Yeah, great example.
1966, he won 27 games in 1966, but his arm was hemorrhaging black and blue because he just couldn't pick up a baseball anymore. And finally he said, no, I have to give it up, even though he had five of the most electric years a pitcher has ever had to this day, even in the history of the game. So eventually the body just doesn't allow you to do it.
And, of course, with today's orthopedic medicine, who knows how long his career.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah. All right. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Alex in Reseda says, I think it's absolutely the smart move for Luck to leave the sport. He's an extremely bright guy. He has a degree in mechanical engineering. He's set up for success outside of the sport. He's making the decision at a perfect time after achieving a lot and is still avoided major injury and still healthy enough to move on to the next job. Alex, thank you very much. Katie Baker, it also looks like he's going to be financially set. He's going to get the payout of the rest of his contract?
Yeah, he's foregoing the rest of his contract, but the team will not be kind of clawing back his original signing bonus, which they would have been they're entitled to do. And in the case of Barry Sanders and also Calvin Johnson, who played for the Detroit Lions as well, the team did make the choice to, go after them for the money back. So, it shows kind of what he means to the Colts and the relationship he has with the team that they are parting on these terms, despite it being a surprising announcement just in terms of timing, as you said.
Julie, Katie, do you think that that this might make other guys consider, how much longer they want to go, that Luck's decision following Gronkowski's decision, that there might be a ripple effect in the sport?
Well, in some ways, Luck is unique just in the fact that he is such a top tier of the NFL. He played at Stanford. His father was an NFL quarterback and a football executive. So like you said, he's really well positioned. But I do think that players, when they do reach that point, a few years ago, Rashard Mendenhall was 26 when he made the decision to retire. And in that case, he wasn't, he just kind of mentally had decided that it wasn't worth it. It wasn't even a crazy physical reason when he made that choice. But, I think it is becoming just more openly spoken about. Hearing Gronkowski was kind of moving in a sense because he's known as a very, brutal, rough guy. And to hear him kind of open up about the way he was feeling, I think is an important step forward.
Yeah, the vulnerability that he conveyed in that, very much so. Thank you, Katie. We appreciate your being with us, talking about Andrew Luck's decision as well as the history of athletes in their prime deciding to hang it up. We appreciate it. Katie Baker, staff writer for The Ringer, also A. Martinez. A, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
It. And I understand you're going to talk in more depth this afternoon about that La Brea Tar Pits and Page Museum project.
I want the mammoth to stay exactly where it is.
Me too. All right. We're going to have to go down. You and
you
I
and me,
will.
Arm in arm. We'll rally. We'll sink with the tar.
Hold our tusks high.
No one will care.
All right. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Back after a live update from Julie.